Sitkins can now do something they never could before: recycle number one plastics and colored number two plastics. So go ahead, toss that empty Sprite bottle or Folgers container into the new bins at the downtown recycling center. They'll be taken, along with the other recyclables, milk jugs, glass, tin, aluminum, paper, and cardboard, 5 miles down the road to the Sawmill Cove Industrial Park, where they'll be baled and then barged to Seattle. That's the sound of a mountain of number one plastics being sorted and tossed into the new plastics baler, purchased specifically to process number ones and shortly colored number twos.
This is exactly the problem. Here's a Sprite bottle that somebody recycled, tops on it. Top has to come off. Into the hopper it goes.
Today is the machine's inaugural run, and city staff, like recycling coordinator Norm Campbell, is hard at work sorting through 5 pickup truck loads of number ones, pop bottles and peanut butter containers, salsa tubs and cooking oil jugs. These food and beverage containers are made from a thin type of plastic called polyethylene terephthalate, or PET for short. PETs are the most widely recycled plastics in the nation, and now they can be recycled in Sitka.
I'm Joe Castro, the Public Works Director, and it's a huge day for the city's recycling program. With a collection of plastics number two and one, we'll get about 85% of the plastics out of the waste stream.
And, says Castro, not only is that environmentally responsible, it's good for the city's budget.
We made $62,000 last year in the recycling program, and it's only going to go up more. And not only make money in recycling, you know, at $140 a ton for landfilling and disposal, you know, those costs are going to be avoided in the future.
After the plastics are baled, they'll be barged to Seattle, where they'll end up at one of the largest recycling centers in the nation.
My name's Pete Keller. I'm a general manager with Allied Waste Services in Seattle.
Allied Waste is better known in Southeast Alaska as Rabanco, the company that hauls out most of the region's trash. They have contracts with Petersburg, Ketchikan, Wrangell, and Sitka. Sitka is the only Southeast city that also pays Rabanco to take care of its recycling.
We market the bales directly, or we break those bales up and process them further for marketing to various end markets here.
End markets like China, Japan, and India, and closer to home in the U.S., number one and number two plastics are generally sold to domestic markets. Number ones are remanufactured into polar fleece. Number twos are turned back into plastic. Sitka's recycling program has been steadily increasing since it kicked off 6 years ago. 2007 was a record year. The city turned around over 600 tons of recyclables. And with the addition of the number one and number two plastics, officials anticipate 2008 will be even better. But though an accomplishment for the town, that's just a drop in the bucket for Rabanco, which processes upwards of 15,000 tons a month. Still, Keller says the arrangement with Sitka is viable.
There's a transportation element that has to be covered. That's kind of what makes it work. And certainly, when you consider the alternative, which is throwing it away, there's a transportation element involved with that as well. So it makes good sense.
Keller says the recycling business really started taking off in the late 1990s. He says the demand is being driven by policy, formulated at the national level and at the city level. It's that city-level policy that Sitka Recycling Coordinator Norm Campbell is focusing on. He would like to see Sitkins become even more invested in their recycling program. And at this point, he thinks the way to do that is with curbside pickup.
I think if we seriously want to increase our recyclables, that's going to be the only real answer. Every major American city is doing recycling. And of course, the strike we have against us is economy of scale. We don't have enough people to generate the kind of volume that you can justify handling things in a very personal way. But I don't think that means that we can't pursue curbside recycling.
There are already a couple of pilot programs going on, one in the Indian River neighborhood and one with the Coast Guard. Both, says Campbell, are going very well. number 1 and number 2 plastics can be dropped off at the Marine Services Center on Catley Ann Street. Look for the big white bags near the entrance. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Melissa Marconi-Wenzel.